Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Every day on the show, the happy hour is the 2 o'clock hour. People keep telling me that they are sorry. They say this. They say, John, I'm sorry, but when Anna joins the show's better. And that's why I tell them that I unlock the studio door. Do I not have a lock on the studio door?
You do. I have to like break into the studio to join you.
I could easily leave that studio door locked if I didn't want you to be part of the show. It's really interesting.
Why are they apologizing? Why are they prefacing the compliment with an apology?
I don't know why people think that that's something that's going to bother me. Like, I married you. She's good, guys. She's funny. She's interesting. She's obviously beautiful.
I don't know about all that.
Look at you.
I don't know.
It's why when we go to Chipotle and we're in line and we're kind of going along the line and they look at me, they look at you, then they ring me up and they go, there's no way this guy's with this lady. There's no way happening.
I've really never, and you know this, I've never thought that I was funny. I feel like I hit a funny quota on kind of a bi-weekly basis. It's like I'll be really funny for a couple of days and then I'll go for, you know, several weeks without being funny at all.
But I think it's different because you're not like, let's do a situation comedy funny. Like, that's not your humor.
Right.
But your humor is you are easygoing, you're fun to talk with, you always take the conversation in an interesting and surprising way. I think it's part of why I like doing these segments where I start off and I go, I have no idea what we're talking about. I don't tell you what we're talking about. And then ultimately, I prove that by just springing topics on you that you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to 4th of July? It's one of my favorite holidays.
I know. Me, I am too. It's just so weird this year. I mean, I don't really know how to plan for it. We haven't made plans to get together with anybody, mostly because we're just trying to be wise and not have an outbreak of coronavirus at whatever gathering we might assemble. We've talked in the past, like 4th of July was going to be our thing where you're going to have big 4th of July parties.
Bashes.
And it just really hasn't transpired. Every year it kind of culminates with us in the driveway and a batch of fireworks that we have
children
at some tent and a lot of sparklers and our children shaking in fear because of the...
This year's going to be different. This is going to be different because our 6-year-old is excited about fireworks and the 4-year-old is she's a little daredevil. So
yeah,
she's on board for whatever. And it's going to be a good time because here's the other thing. Like, I've really been impressed. Like, parents out there who have kids who are home right now, you know what I'm talking about. You just love that sound when your kids are getting along and they're in the other room, right?
Yeah.
Like, because we all know what it sounds like when they're not getting along and I have to mediate and I come in there and I go, okay, what happened here? It's like I'm pulling up on the scene and interviewing people, getting a statement from one side and then the other. But the bottom line is, like, when you hear that sound of your children in the other room without your involvement getting along, come on.
Yeah.
That is music.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
Speaking of which, by the way, all right, tell me, let's play a little game here that I like to play with the 4-year-old. Good idea or bad idea? I will play this game with her.
Okay.
Like, I'll say, Sharpie, pulling a Sharpie out to color. Bad idea,
no,
right?
Sharpie out to color is a good idea.
Having a Sharpie in the hands of a 4-year-old?
Yeah, Sharpie on your feet and, you know, as makeup. Bad idea.
Okay, but it says on the side of the Sharpie, permanent marker. Okay. That's like giving a tattoo needle to a 4-year-old. Okay. That's a permanent marker, ladies and gentlemen. I would rather have her running with scissors than playing with a Sharpie, because I know that she knows scissors are dangerous. The Sharpie, it's like, oh, it's a color crayon. No, it's not.
Okay, how about this? Hershey's milk chocolate bar for dessert on the white couch like you handed her for dinner last night. Not, good idea or bad idea?
Pass. All right, let's go on to the next. Let's go to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to tell you good idea or bad idea. It's a very simple game. Okay, you ready? Vanilla Ice is set to perform a 4th of July
show. Bad idea.
4th of July show in Texas, despite surging COVID-19 cases. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that there's a loophole in the COVID-19 restrictions, and Vanilla Ice is slipping right through it. 2,500 tickets are on sale for the show, despite the fact that more than 8,000 new cases were recorded in Texas on Wednesday. It was the state's single highest day of new infections since the start of the pandemic. Good idea or bad idea?
I asked and answered.
I think the whole reason they got them performing is people are looking around going, there's no coronavirus in 1990. So let's bring Vanilla Ice out here.
I didn't know he was still doing performances. And how does he fill a whole show? Like, I can really only think of one song. Wasn't he kind of a one-hit wonder?
Ice, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get him. We need to get him on the show.
Get him on the show.
Get him on the show. Okay, so are we saying good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
I mean,
I don't know. Vanilla Ice, I think he's the right performer. It's just, I don't think there should be a big crowd. I'd love to see, like, the Vanilla Ice special on TV on the 4th of July. It'd be, like you said, it would be like 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes, Ice, baby. Okay, that has been the special brought to you by Johnson & Johnson.
Last I heard, he was doing like DIY kind of home improvement stuff somewhere.
There he is. Good guy. Good guy, but we've decided that is a bad idea. Good idea or bad idea? Buying fireworks in Washington and bringing them into the state of Oregon to shoot them off.
I plead the fifth.
Have you ever done that? Someone you know have done that?
I personally haven't done it, but I have enjoyed viewing it.
I did go into one of those places one time. So
oh,
I probably
in Vancouver?
I probably have done it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if what I bought was illegal, though. It was a long time ago. I was on a radio broadcast that was out by the Expo Center and out by the Portland Meadows. Out in that area.
That's in Oregon.
Yeah, but just across the border, not too much further, there was sort of the mega 4th of July superstore that was set up.
Oh.
So I got on the freeway in the I-5. I crossed the border like a renegade. I went in there and said, let me get some fireworks here. And I bought some stuff, but I don't know if what I bought was illegal. I can't remember. I know it wasn't the mortars.
No,
I'm not a mortar guy.
It's basically, if it goes into the air, it's illegal in Oregon.
I'm not a mortar guy. By the way, okay, good idea or bad idea? Cam Newton to the Patriots. I haven't asked you about this. Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots. Former MVP who's had some injury problems. Bill Belichick and the Patriots replacing Tom Brady with Cam Newton, who nobody else wanted. Good idea or bad idea by the Patriots?
I don't care.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
I know this is a
sports radio show, but I don't have enough information at all to even offer an educated opinion on that.
All right, it's like bringing back the Bachelor or the Bachelorette from, like, you know, 6 seasons ago on a new episode of The Bachelor.
No, that's never a good idea.
Trying to see if maybe that person finds love again.
No, that's never a good idea. No, unless that person was so well-loved the first time around and then they got scorned and had this incredible backstory.
He did get to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, here's a thing. Birthday wishes are pouring in. Guess who's celebrating a birthday?
Hmm.
Or did this week, at least. July 1st was the birthday for Canada. And what does Canada do for there? Do they set off fireworks? Do they do something big? July 1st?
Wait a minute. Canada's birthday is only like 3 days before America's birthday?
Canadians celebrate their birthday.
How do I not know this?
July 1st. It's called Canada Day.
Yeah.
They did virtual fireworks.
Oh, that's so Canadian of them.
That's not really fireworks, guys.
I love it.
That's like hold a Zoom meeting and throw some confetti in the air. That's not really a fireworks.
Can we just all agree that Canadians are the best? I mean, they're just, yeah. Have you ever met a Canadian that you didn't like?
I'm sure I could find one in sports that people didn't like.
Well, you'd have to think long and hard.
Is Lance Armstrong Canadian? I don't know. bottom line. All right, good idea or bad idea. There's going to be a big resurgence this summer for the 1990s jams. They're saying dust off your Discman, get pumped for the 90s.
I'm all over this. I was just listening to like 90s, 90 and 91 playlists.
They're saying that get your boombox out, prepare to get the nostalgic hits from the 90s.
Yes.
Busting your best throwback dance moves all summer long.
Oh, I can't wait.
So if you don't know any of the 90s songs, you better start getting up to...
Not just the songs, like the dances. The Roger Rabbit.
Running Man.
The Running Man.
What else? Cabbage Patch.
Oh, I was just listening to Wilson Phillips today. And
Hanson's going to be part of this.
It just took me back. Yeah, fantastic.
Is there an alcoholic drink that fits, like a beverage that fits the 90s?
Is it the Appletini for women?
I bet it's like a vodka cranberry.
Appletini,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was too soon for what was the one that had the mint in it?
Mojito?
The mojito. Yeah, the mojito
was
later. Mojito was the little, like, later 90s. The mojito. Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray is going to be big. Come on. This is going to be a thing.
But the thing that's so weird about that era of music is, like, the extreme diversity between the artists and the style of music. It's like, when you go to a 90s playlist, you're just cycling through every genre of music, and it's amazing.
NSYNC.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some other things that remind me of the 90s? Otter Pops. I was just thinking, like, what other things? How about Otter Pops?
Which one was better, Otter Pops or Mr. Freeze Pops?
Otter Pops. I was partial to. I don't even know what Mr. Freeze Pops are. Mm. I think Otter Pops, they scream 90s to me. Mm-hmm. What else screams 90s? How about 90210, the series? Did you watch 90210 growing up, or was that too soon
for
you?
Oh, no, for sure. I watched it. I feel like that was one of the shows that I would watch, gather with friends to actually watch.
All right, more on the 1990s coming up. Leave it here. We were talking a lot about the 1990s, and justifiably so. My wife is in studio. You were Miss American Teen.
What year was
that? Come on, let's trot that out.
Seriously?
Yep.
93.
Miss American Teen nationally. 1993. Yeah. You had a sash. You had a crown.
Why do we have to talk about this?
Because we're bringing back the 90s. They're saying the 90s are about to get a big run this summer.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be... You know why? Because it's like 30-year anniversary of the 90s.
Oh, man.
Right? So we're talking, you know...
Talk about feeling old.
There you go. Miss American Teen 1993, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the ratings of this show are sky high in hour number three. I will tweet out
a photograph momentarily of
Miss American Teen 1993. Or should I put it on the Instagram? I'll put it on the Instagram. It's going on the gram, guys. So if you want to see Miss American Teen 1993... You can go to Instagram at John Canzano, and you will see that now.
I love when you say things like going to the gram.
Going to the gram,
like,
man.
You sound so hip.
I am. I do play young.
So lit.
I had I'm just ignoring him.
So fire.
One of my grandfathers played young like that. Uh-huh. He would wear, like, he had the cool jeans on all the time. Like, you know, my other grandpa was more of a formal dresser.
Yeah.
I never saw him in jeans. There's no way. I don't even think I ever saw his legs.
Like he woke up in slacks.
Slacks, man. Yeah. He had a belt on every day. He had his hair done. He wore like that. He would have like a white undershirt on though.
Yes.
Like, so if we weren't going out yet, he'd be like he'd find him in his kitchen. It's in the morning. He's having his coffee. He's got his slacks on. And he'd have like the Hanes white t-shirt tucked into his slacks.
Yeah.
That was one grandpa. That was my Italian grandpa. It might've been a little mafia. Right. On that part. But my other grandfather, he would wear like acid wash jeans and the cool sunglasses. We have Ray-Bans on. He was more hip. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he owned a pair of Air Jordans.
I loved him. I feel blessed that I got to meet him. He was groovy.
Yeah, he was that way. So there. I want to continue this bad idea, good idea thing that we started last segment. I think this is a good way to spend part of this hour. I just made this up. Fanny packs. Good idea or bad idea?
Fantastic idea. I'm so glad they came back. The only reason I knew they came back was because the teenager in our house began wearing them again. And she's always like on the cutting edge of what is fashion. So I just kind of pay attention to what she's wearing and buying. And then I follow suit because I realize she's way ahead. And so when she started wearing fanny packs again, I did like a fist pump and immediately began purchasing fanny packs for use as well. They're so practical.
Just because
it's like
you have
hands
one.
It's hands free. It is.
Everything's hands free.
Look. Especially in a pandemic when you don't want to be like touching a lot of things and setting your purse down somewhere. The fanny pack is genius.
I'll have to remember that when I go to set my purse down. But it's just because you have one. Doesn't mean it's a good idea. I'm just saying that's not the qualifying reason.
Okay.
You think they're back. Okay. Good idea or bad idea. Curb Your Enthusiasm. It got renewed for an 11th season. I love Larry David. I think he's hilarious. Good idea or bad idea?
I don't know. It just depends on what he does with it. He's kind of jumped the shark on a few episodes, right?
You think it's just like Seinfeld when it just got too outrageous at the end?
Is that what happened to Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were suddenly Kramer was looking over at Jerry and George and seeing a turkey.
Yeah.
You know, they looked hungry to him.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like that.
Yeah.
I love Curb and I love Larry David.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Here's an interesting one. This has to do with barbers, which I think is interesting in this time because there were a lot of people during this pandemic that let their hair go, let their beards go, like whatever. I saw a story. South Korea has its first ever female barber. First female barber in South Korea.
That's like
ever.
Now? Like in 2020.
Happened.
Okay.
She kept
Isn't
her scissors going.
A little late for that?
She's the first ever female barber.
Okay.
All right. Would you go to
I don't understand. So she's a hairstylist, but for men.
But that makes her a barber.
Makes her a barber. Otherwise, she's just a hairstylist.
No, it didn't happen. No, you're misunderstanding. This didn't happen right now.
Oh.
She was the first ever. She's 70 years old now. Okay. My bad.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I just realized.
Swing and a miss.
You got the one barber. Okay. She's still cutting hair. She's 70. If your hair's a mess, do you go see the 70-year-old first ever female barber in Korea?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Or,
don't be ageist.
70 and scissors? I gotta watch her work a little
bit. You could be a young 70.
That's one where I'm okay sitting and waiting if I'm getting my hair cut in that situation. And believe me, I'm just fantasizing about getting my hair cut. That's what really this whole thing is about.
You know, it's funny. 70 used to sound so old to me, and the closer I get to it, it doesn't sound so old anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Good idea or bad idea? Going back and trying to play the video games you played in your childhood.
Oh, great idea. Oh, man. If we had, like... If we could play Pac-Man and all those great games just all day long, I would,
I don't know, though, because when you were a kid, you had nowhere to be. You had no cares in the world. The graphics of that era now, when you look at them, they're not the same.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm just playing
Devil's
Advocate.
The structure of the game is fantastic. Like, I could play Pac-Man until... Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I have watched you play Pac-Man like that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, okay, good idea or bad idea? Lululemon. Am I saying that right?
I have no idea.
Lululemon. Lululemon is getting...
Basically the really expensive clothing store.
And by the way, I've bought you some things there before. Nothing against the people who work at Lululemon. Their return and exchange policy is... unforgiving.
Is this like a public service announcement again?
I feel like I'm serious. It's almost they don't know you. They don't carry the items no longer in stock. They look at you and they say, "This is not. We don't know what this is." Like, I've had that experience a couple times. But here's what they're doing. They're trying to, they're looking over at Peloton. They're both in kind of the fitness business.
Yeah.
So they're looking over at the people at Peloton and they're saying, gosh, there's a lot in the home workout space right now.
Yeah.
And they have acquired a company called Mirror.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've seen that.
You seen the Mirror?
I've seen the ads.
Is it Mirror or Mirror?
Mirror.
Do you say Mirror like M-I-R or Mirror?
Mirror.
I say Mirror.
You say mirror like you sound like you're saying mirror like a mirror.
Yeah, the pronunciation. Mirror. You know what I say? I look in the mirror. Okay. Right?
Okay.
Bottom line, Lululemon acquiring Mirror.
Right.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea for Lululemon to take on Peloton?
I don't even think it's the same as Peloton, though.
It is. It's home workouts. It's a mirror that has like a interactive, like somebody's doing a workout class on the other side of it, like a Pilates class or a yoga class. I get why Lululemon wants to do it. Good idea or bad idea?
Good idea.
I think, you know what? I'll say it's a good idea as well. But I also think Peloton should now start selling shorts and shirts and jackets that have, you know, that you can't return when you go to the store, for crying out loud. Because they have like a, you have to bring it back in 4 days or you can't return it policy. All right. Coming up, our final segment of the show today. I appreciate everybody out there who makes this radio program part of their day. Leave it here. I'm told this is the best part of the show. Golden Oak Lending. Take advantage of those low interest rates. Go to goldenoaklending.com and get that free mortgage checkup. And by the way, how does a couple of months without a mortgage payment sound for you? Well, take advantage of that. And that free mortgage checkup, they'll literally look at your existing mortgage, your interest rate, the term of your loan, and they'll give you a suggestion and tell you whether or not they can help you. Golden Oak Lending can do that for you. You can get some relief. You can shorten the term of your loan. You can lower your monthly payment. You can take out cash, pay off a credit card bill, or the big benefit, too, along with that, you go a couple of months without a mortgage payment when you refinance with Golden Oak Lending. They also, it's no risk, right? They don't take a credit card. They won't charge you for an appraisal unless they're going to close the loan. Here's what you do. Get the free mortgage checkup by going to goldenoaklending.com. And tell them the bald-faced truth sent you. All right, we've got a kid who's going to be a high school senior who lives in our household. I saw a story, Anna. My wife's in studio. Miss American Teen 1993 is in studio. The Instagram page has gone viral, by the way.
Yeah.
The gram has gone viral. If you want to see that photograph, go there. 1993.
So thrilled that you're introducing me that way.
Play a little NSYNC. Go to the gram, pull out your disc player.
Please stop.
Your Hubba Bubba bubble gum. Put on your Vans shoes. Peg your pants. Get your jeans and peg them. You know what I mean by peg your jeans?
Uh-huh. For sure.
What
I did it.
For our listeners who don't understand that, what
you
do
you? You got to fold over and then up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives you that tapered look.
That was a 1990s thing.
Mm-hmm. So were zipper jeans at the bottom.
Vanilla zipper jeans.
Yeah, those were great.
I know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Vertical zipper jeans at the ankles.
But you can see Miss American Teen 1993 on the gram, meaning my Instagram, at John Canzano. You can check that out. All right. Here's a story I saw in the Wall Street Journal. And I'm not just name dropping the Wall Street Journal, but I'm just telling you, families are finding out with universities right now that they can treat their tuition as if they would a car purchase. You know what I mean by that?
No.
You can haggle with the universities.
Oh, yeah.
So some of these, it's a buyer's market, essentially.
Yeah.
Colleges and tuition costs. You've done several episodes of That Expert Show.
Yeah.
That's your show. Plugging That Expert Show. You can find it. ThatExpertShow.com.
Yeah. You got a discount. You have to ask for the discount. No asking, no getty, as a photographer I used to work with would say.
Do you need to hire a consultant to get this? Because some of the families in the story had hired somebody.
No. know, just do it on your own. I mean, if you like, if you can't negotiate, then just find somebody who has the backbone in your family to do it. But the college finance expert that I've interviewed a couple of times for my show says absolutely. First of all, figure out which colleges are the most generous in discounting and giving grants and giving away money so that the actual sticker price that they stay, you know, say is the price, isn't the real price. Yeah, really. Like she said, ask for discounts because ultimately what they want is your kid, you know, enrolled.
So should, you know, let's just say, for example, that, you know, the 17-year-old in our household, she's going to be a senior. She's got good grades. She's, you know, a good kid. Let's just say if she applied at both Oregon and Oregon State, can you play them against each other? Like, hey, if you don't give me what I need, I'm going to be forced to go to this other university.
I don't know.
It's not quite like college football recruiting, but they want your business. I mean, they're hurting.
Yes.
And the story pointed out that the universities prior to this pandemic used an algorithm to set their tuition. They knew where the market resistance was to at a certain tuition price. But now they say the algorithm is broken because students are saying, I can't afford it. I'm not going to go, or I'm going to go to community college and stay closer to home.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing to really pay attention to is the financial health of the colleges, because any of the colleges that are sort of on the bubble that were not covering their costs, they were, you know, slightly in the red, they're going to be in trouble if they don't get the enrollment numbers that they need to stay afloat.
It's really interesting. You know, the whole thing, I think everything should be that way where you're haggle. I'd like to do that in the grocery
That's
store.
That's exhausting. No, you don't want to be in a barter culture.
Gallon of milk?
No.
$4. No, I'll give you $3.50.
No,
it's like a garage sale.
Don't you remember, like, when we were in China for the Beijing Olympics?
I rather liked that.
It was exhausting. Everything was a barter. Otherwise, you were just getting raked over the coals.
But
if you paid full price for anything, you were paying the sucker price.
Yeah, but you do that one time, and then you have to walk. You know you're walking away the first time. I remember we bought a suitcase at that silk market, and I had to haggle for it. I was never been more proud of myself than getting, like, $3 off that suitcase. But I, if everything were like a garage sale, you know, look, it makes sense to me. Like, why are cars and now university tuitions the only thing that you have sort of some wiggle room in, you know, why, what is that?
I don't know. I just want to pay a flat, like, rate for a pair of jeans.
But wouldn't you like to be in the Apple store and they go, okay, that iPhone is going to cost you $39 a month. And you go, nope. I can't pay you more than 34. Let me go talk to my sales manager.
They come, and then you do the whole, I'm going to walk out of the store.
Yeah, you threaten. You go, I'm going over there and get one
I'm
of those Androids.
An Android.
Yeah. Then they come back and they say, listen, we can't go to 34, but we can go to 36, and we'll give you a screen protector.
This is our no-joking price.
No joking.
This is our no-joking price.
It's done.
No joking,
Brian. Hey, what do you make of what's going on in California? Restaurant dining rooms, wineries, bars, 19 counties in California have imposed severe restrictions on indoor activities in advance of this coming weekend. They fear if businesses remain open that they're going to be in trouble. Restaurants, dining rooms, wineries, card rooms. Most of those places you shouldn't be in anyway. You know what I mean? I'm looking at it. Why are you in a card room? There's a pandemic going on. Should not be in a card room right now. Okay. But what do you make of that? Like, how scary is that? Like, for Oregonians, isn't this like, this is a warning to us, right?
I actually don't want to play into the fear culture of, you know, how scary this all is. But I guess the word I would use is disappointed because I think and I'm still keeping an open mind, like I still want to read more about this epidemic and masks and everything, but I think the evidence that we've been presented so far is overwhelmingly that masks reduce the spread of coronavirus. Like, that is the conventional wisdom of the day right now. So I guess the feeling I have is disappointment, because it's like, if we can just do this, we can eventually get back to life. And businesses can resume normal operations and kids can go back to school.
But isn't part of this that there's no finish line? Like, if you tell me I got to run 26.2 miles and that, and this pandemic's over, I'm going to run 26.2. I think the problem is, remember they originally came out and they said, we got a distance and it was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us.
I know.
They didn't tell us. And that, and then 2 weeks became four and became six and became 12.
Yeah.
And I think people lost sight of the finish line.
Yeah.
And so we don't have a finish line. We don't, like, if they told us, hey, we've got a vaccine, it will be ready December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think we could do a diligent job between now, July,
mm-hmm.
and December 31st.
Right.
Of really flattening the curve, really taking the stress off the medical people. Even the yahoos out there who don't believe in masks could say, all right, I can wear a mask for the next 6 months.
Right.
You know, why do
right.
I make that a guy? I'm making it a guy. I didn't say that. Well, I see you, dude. You don't have your mask on. But I think that's part of the problem for me. But yeah, I hope everybody, like, wear a mask, be responsible. We have a chance here to not have sort of that rebound that maybe some other states have had. Let's try to do a good job with that. All right. I mean, I'm not telling people not to live. I agree with you. We should not be in the business of promoting fear.
Right.
You still have to live. You still have to make a living. You still have to enjoy the quality of your life. But let's also try to do a good job of not being stupid. Is that a good position? Don't be dumb.
Let's aim for that.
All right. Here's a story I saw. There, you know how everything right now, you got a flood of news, like you go on social media, you go on TV.
Wait, before you move on, though, can we, like, just, I, there's part of me that, like, I want to be open-minded to different ideas, and I do, like, I have friends that, you know, have very, very different and strong opinions about whether to wear a mask and how it can be detrimental to wear a mask, and you're presenting, you know, how you can go on the internet and you can find a study that supports your theory for just about anything right now.
Yes, anything.
And so, like, I've continued to watch some of these videos and people talking about these things just because I'm still interested in the variety of opinions and the different theories that people are putting out there.
I think it's good not to be closed-minded, but it segues into my next story because I read a story that basically said we are being flooded with news and information and theories, and it has put a strain on the ability of the average person to read and understand and process and take action.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost just buried and suffocating, I think, as a society in information.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would agree with that. And it's to the point where, like, there are people that are branching off and they're creating their own social media networks now because they don't want to be on Facebook or Twitter or the traditional ones anymore that they consider too liberal or whatever their reasons. They're making their own network so they can all just go share information with each other that's not going to be censored.
I got a couple of friends who text me a lot and they send me their ideas, and I had to tell them, I said, I need to take a break right now from processing information about the coronavirus and different story. I just need a break. I needed like a couple of hours. It wasn't like I needed a week off.
Yeah.
All right. I want you guys all to have a great holiday weekend. We will be back on Monday. On Monday's show, we have the Oregon State's 4-star recruit, Demir Collins, will be joining us. The Bald-Faced Truth, not here for a long time, just a good time. Have a great holiday.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.